Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 8 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. At this hour, the weather across Israel is mild, with clear skies in Jerusalem and warm temperatures in Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying a light breeze, while Eilat remains sunny and hot. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, northern Israel is under fire as Hezbollah attacks continue. Sirens sound in Safed and Galilee. U.S. officials warn Iran holds thousands of missiles. This is according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, U.S. intelligence estimates suggest Iran still possesses an arsenal of thousands of ballistic missiles. Israel Hayom reported this information earlier today. Also this hour, the Iran ceasefire teeters as the IDF continues to pound Hezbollah in Lebanon. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed. This was reported by Forward in earlier reporting. Separately, Lebanon and the U.S. have asked Israel for a pause in fighting. Sources say a ceasefire would be politically tricky for Netanyahu. Axios shared this story earlier today. And finally, an unsealed indictment details an ISIS-inspired NYC bomb plot. Plans for mass casualties were found in written and recorded formats. JNS provided this update earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. The account known as Streetwise mentioned just minutes ago that China is preparing to deliver new air defense systems to Iran within weeks, as reported by CNN. Al Arabiya English shared that President Donald Trump told reporters the U.S. will have the Strait of Hormuz open fairly soon, acknowledging the challenges involved. Just now. Middle East 24 highlighted that CNN's intelligence sources confirm China's preparation of air defense systems for Iran, posting earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in northern Israel. In earlier reporting, Ynet revealed that Hezbollah's continued attacks are raising tensions. Sirens sounded in Safed and Galilee, signaling the ongoing threat. The U.S. has issued a warning about Iran's missile capabilities, which remains a critical concern for regional stability. Turning to the Iran ceasefire, Forward reported that the ceasefire is under strain as the IDF increases its operations in Lebanon. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz continues to impact global trade routes. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance's upcoming talks in Pakistan aim to address these tensions and seek a permanent resolution. Meanwhile, Axios noted that Lebanon and the U.S. requested a pause in the fighting from Israel. Such a move could complicate Prime Minister Netanyahu's political standing. The request highlights the delicate balance of diplomacy in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, the CEO of Lemonade spoke with Israel Hayom Business, expressing fears that AI could lead to massive unemployment. This development raises questions about the future of the workforce as AI technology advances. Separately, Ynet Business reported that a drone factory in Petah Tikva suffered a total loss after being hit by an Iranian missile. The incident occurred just 2 days after the factory was sold, impacting the local economy. And finally, CTech reports on Tower's financial surge, with its valuation crossing $20 billion. Once overlooked, Tower's importance has grown in the eyes of investors, particularly concerning AI advancements. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.